under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this magnificent Monday, February 23rd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to thank Dell Reynolds for fixing our system this morning. We were off the air for a little bit this morning, but he got us back up. Everything is up and running. Simple radio app, WCHY.US, 97.7 FM, of course, TuneIn app, and yourdefendingfathers.com. The Patriot Voice Radio Network has been restored. Thank you, Mr. Dell Reynolds. Well, they did it again. Except this time, they did it on foreign soil. Last two times they did it, 1960 and 1980, it was done here in the U.S. What am I talking about? Men's hockey. They won the gold in Italy on Sunday morning. 1960, presidential election year of John F. Kennedy, they won the gold in Lake Tahoe. 20 years later, the election of President Ronald Reagan, 1980, Lake Placid, New York. But they did it again. We have the gold. We absolutely applaud those guys for the work they did. They were fantastic. Absolutely amazing game. And it was one of our boys that we absolutely love, the Hughes brothers. Well, they did it. Jack got the winning shot. We went on to run out the clock, and we beat Canada 2-1. Also, the women's hockey team did the same thing to Canada and got the gold from them. Overall medal total, we came in second place. It was okay. It was the best number of medals we've ever won at the Winter Olympics, 33. It was fantastic. So greatly appreciate the effort, all the men and women for the U.S. Olympic team. And we did great in hockey. It was fantastic. Got up early, made the coffee, sat there and watched a great hockey game back and forth. Man, it was fantastic. So congratulations to the United States Olympic team. One other thing that happened was the Detroit Tigers opened up their preseason grapefruit league at Tampa Bay, Florida, against the New York Yankees, and they got their butts kicked. Now, hardly any of our regulars, starters, played. It was a lot of kids from single A, double A, couple triple A minor league players, But it was just, it was brutal. Montero started and he got riled up a little bit. It was 8-2 before we even knew it. But we scored first. Tigers scored first in the top of the first inning. It was good to see. And this new kid, McConnell, that came up, he was fantastic. So, baseball playing in Florida, winning the gold overall, it was a great weekend. So, we've got some dates for you coming up. Some things happening this week, something happening in March. We'll get all into that here in the next segment. Got lots of information to share with you today, so get some more coffee. Take a word from our sponsors. Short break. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Monday. Well, to start off the week, this Wednesday night, Wednesday, February 25th, 2026 edition of our show, we'll be absolutely previewing what's going to happen later that evening, 7 o'clock. Wednesday, I'm going to be prepared to give us a preview of what the governor is going to say at 7 o'clock in Lansing in the House chamber. State of the State address is late this year, but enough things have happened already legislatively this year that could basically give her State of the State address purpose. A lot of things going back and forth regarding taxes. Matt Hall and the Republicans in control of the House, absolutely not going to happen to get any new taxes. Not going to agree to any new taxes for funding this upcoming budget, fiscal year 2027. Not going to happen. So, again, Wednesday's show will be dedicated to the preview. Then she'll be giving the actual speech 7 o'clock Wednesday night, this Wednesday, February 25th. The next night, Thursday, February 26th, is county conventions. Those of you who are precinct delegates, you already got your call to convention either by email and or snail mail, but the meeting will be 7 o'clock Thursday. The Michigan Republican Party is officially moving forward with a strategic early state endorsement convention scheduled for March 28, 2026. In a decisive effort to secure a strong head start ahead of the November 2026 general election, the Republican State Committee voted during the Mackinac Republican Leadership Conference. You know, that's the one we go to every 2 years on Mackinac Island. Well, that was done in September last year. While on the island, they voted to advance the nomination endorsement convention timeline. By endorsing candidates earlier than ever before, the Michigan Republican Party is ensuring our slate of conservative leaders can launch their campaigns with the full, unified backing of the party. Now, one of the things that you have to understand, this is the first time the Republicans have ever done it this early. They've never done this before. So the question comes up, why an early convention? Traditionally, for years, nominees were selected in August after the primary election. However, the Michigan GOP has modernized this process to counter early Democratic nominations, positioning their candidates in April, and give Republican candidates a critical six-month advantage in fundraising, strategic messaging, coalition building, and grassroots organization. This proactive approach strengthens the Republicans' ability to compete and win in 2026. Now, at the endorsement convention, that's going to be held down in Novi Saturday, March 28th, delegates will gather to determine the party's supported candidates for the following positions: Attorney General, Secretary of State, Michigan Supreme Court for two justices, and two new members for the State Board of Education. In addition, the university boards for Michigan, Michigan State University, and Wayne State University. That's who the delegates will be voting for. Now, so far, this is what we know the Michigan Republican Party State Party Endorsement Convention rules are going to be. As we approach our upcoming county conventions and state convention, it's important to remember that these gatherings are more than meetings. They are the formal expression of the party's grassroots voice. Conventions are where delegates exercise their authority in shaping the direction of our organization and ensure the will of the body is carried out with integrity and transparency. A smooth convention doesn't happen by accident. It requires preparation, clarification of the rules, respect for the process, and a shared commitment to fairness. By understanding credentials, procedures, quorum requirements, voting thresholds, and proper decorum, we protect both the rights of the majority to decide and the rights of the minority to be heard. When we follow established parliamentary procedure and operate in good faith, we strengthen not only the outcome of the convention, but the credibility and unity of our Michigan Republican Party moving forward. Here are the rules that you need to know. These were approved by the Michigan House Republicans State Committee on the Island, Mackinac, September 2025. First question. Do I have to pay dues to my local county party to participate in the county convention? Short answer, no. Under Rule 5C, page 9, a county convention cannot impose additional qualification requirements, such as requiring a delegate to be a dues-paying member or financial contributor to the local county party. However, voluntary supporting your local county party helps build financially healthy and a stable party within your community. If you're able and willing, contributions are encouraged, but they are not mandatory. So if you're not a regular dues-paying member, but you were duly elected as a precinct delegate, you still have the right to attend and vote for who the delegates are going to the state convention. Next question. Do I have to pay to attend the state endorsement convention on March 28th? Short answer, yes. All individuals, voting delegates, alternates, and guests are required to pay a registration fee under Rule 17, page 19. This is necessary to cover the costs of running the convention and ensures the process remains a grassroots-driven event rather than reliant on large donations from wealthy donors. A payment link will be circulated after the conclusion of the county conventions. When you know who your voting delegates are and alternates, and any guests that want to come, there'll be a link sent out, probably, I'm going to say, by email. They may text it, but I think it's probably going to come by email. Finally, the precinct delegate preference rule, also formerly known as Rule 8. All precinct delegates have preference over non-precinct delegates. However, if any vacancies remain after precinct delegates are accounted for, the county, acting as a single body, can vote before breaking down into individual congressional districts and may allow non-precinct delegates to fill those vacancies. Now, for any reason, this is very important. If you cannot attend your county convention, precinct delegates must notify your county chair or secretary no later than 4 p.m. on Thursday, this Thursday, February 26, if you wish to attend the state convention. For any reason you can't make it to the county convention, 7 p.m. on Thursday, 3 hours earlier, deadline 4 p.m. on Thursday, you have to send an email to your county chair or secretary. stating, I'm sorry, I can't attend tonight's county convention, but I do want to be considered to go to the state convention. Providing timely notice helps county committees orchestrate the details needed to ensure that their county convention runs smoothly. If you know you're unable to attend, please let your county know as soon as possible, but you have to do it before 4 p.m. on Thursday. Now, wrapping up the rules, 15% hardworking Republican rule. What does that mean? All precinct delegates who wish to attend the state convention have been seated. A county may fill any remaining vacancies with non-delegates, also known as hardworking Republicans, provided this does not exceed 15% of the county's total delegate apportionment. How does this apply to multi-congressional district counties? Counties such as Macomb, Oakland, and Tuscola span more than one congressional district. In practice, counties often apportion their total delegate allocation across the congressional districts. If a county chooses to implement the hardworking Republican rule, it is recommended they determine and announce the apportionment beforehand so they can let everybody know. So again, Macomb County consists of both the 9th and 10th district. Oakland, well, they're parts of the 6th, the 7th, the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th. Man, Oakland County is screwed up. So this is something that they will announce ahead of time so you guys can figure it out and what to do for your county convention. The intent of the rule is very simple. State party rules are designed to establish fair procedures, not to override the decisions of the county body or to penalize minor deviations. If no one challenges the county's choices, the credential committee will not intervene. When the county is satisfied and no credential challenges are filed, the process will be considered complete. Now, there are some delegates that are considered at-large. County Convention at-large delegates. Rule 1A on page 5 states, this includes the 2024 August primary nominees for any countywide or statewide office, provided that they reside in their county. Additionally, any member of the Michigan Republican Party State Committee who resides in that county also qualifies. These individuals must be credentialed and have full voting rights at the county convention, even if they are not an elected precinct delegate. So some elected officials don't run for precinct delegate. They're considered at-large delegates and may be considered to go to the state convention. So those are the rules. If you guys have any questions about them, you can call me or text me after the show, and I'll be glad to try to explain it to you further. That's it for the first half hour of today's show. Bottom of the hour news of hour number one. We'll be right back.